Pakistan's Christians are bracing for Ramadan. A crayon drawing goes a long way toward a new normal in Nepal. And special families are connecting with special needs kids in China. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Ramadan begins tomorrow in Pakistan. They're kind of behind most of the world because of the delayed moon sightings, a core aspect of the Muslim holy month. Nonetheless, Pakistani Christians are still facing trouble. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
There are specific threats against churches and Christian leaders during Ramadan. The Muslims are looking for offense and will go out of their way to attack Christians.
Bigger churches have increased security, but Allen says believers they help, they don't have that option.
They are an independent evangelical Bible-teaching church out in the villages where resources are much more scarce and people are living hand-to-mouth.
Attacks are coming and believers can't do anything about it. They need your prayers. You can also write a note to them on our Facebook page.
Do everything to encourage the brothers and sisters there in Pakistan. Let them know that they are not forgotten.
Why does persecution seem to spike during Ramadan? Extremists tend to become more intolerant toward anybody who isn't following their brand of Islam. That's why. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman with Voice of the Martyrs USA, explains it.
This is a time when Muslims are seeking God. They're trying to earn his approval. They're trying to figure out what his will is. They are in an atmosphere of spiritual seeking. And obviously, you know, that can be a very significant time for Jesus Christ to move and for the Holy Spirit to move.
Passionately seeking God. It's not a far cry from what followers of Christ are doing, is it?
Suddenly you get an opportunity to kind of speak truth into that situation. But that also requires a great deal of tact and wisdom to know, what do I say? How do I say this in the right way? So we can be in prayer not only for their safety, but also for wisdom and for opportunities to share the gospel.
VOM resources the local body of Christ to be ready with answers. There are ways you can be hands-on, too. Find out what they are at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. In Nepal, one boy's crayon drawing of the recent earthquakes captures the fear and confusion that all of the local children are feeling right now. Despite the terrifying chaos, Reach Global, the humanitarian aid arm of the Evangelical Free Church of America, is providing safety and support with their child-friendly centers. Nepalese churches are providing education and shelter while teaching the kids that they can have hope in a father that loves them. See the boy's art with a link at our website. Well, despite a difficult economy, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is celebrating a near record. Their Lottie Moon Christmas offering for missions was the second largest ever gathered, $153 million. Because of selfless givers who chose God's kingdom over a material one, almost 5,000 full-time missionaries will be able to lead teams across the globe for God's glory. You can join the cause by using the link at our website. And in China, many orphans with Down syndrome are seen as unadoptable. But Bethany Christian Services disagrees and has created the Bamboo Project to find families for them. Bethany's Elizabeth McGinnis.
These children are very precious, of course, and we wanted to prove to both people in the U.S. and in China that these children are worthy of love and affection and loving families and are very much adoptable.
Through the Bamboo Project, 10 kids have already been adopted by Christian families who are teaching them about Jesus. Next week, they're having a reunion.
This is a wonderful opportunity for them to get together and kind of celebrate their kids and strengthen those bonds that they have so they can continue to be a very strong support network for each other.
Hundreds of kids need your help, whether that's praying, sponsoring adoptive families, or adopting a child. Start your next step by going to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes By Hearing. A Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on-demand, high-quality, dramatized recordings of the New Testament. Activate your name by clicking on the Bible Stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Gilbert.